page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
We made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent sufferers of death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called, ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Take the insert for the ninth Sunday after Pentecost as we chant the insert. Intro it.
He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain that we live as your people who offer acceptable service. Grant that we may walk by faith and not by sight in the way that leads to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Alleluia in verse.
Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, they have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. How much more value are you than birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If you, then, are not able to do a small thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions, give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Nicene Creed, page
191. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and descended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When you came here this morning, were you worried about something? I know the answer to that is yes. Were you anxious about your life? Probably. The text before us today is one of the texts that so fit our everyday life, we can relate to virtually every single thing that is said in this text. Pastors use this text constantly when counseling people who are dealing with the woes of life. I even include this verse when I do marriage counseling. Young couples plan how to spend their finances in their vocation and job life. If you are anxious about anything, these words of Jesus are for you and me. Now, anxiety has a lot exhibits itself in many ways. When you have anxiety, you feel nervous and worried and concerned about something. When people are anxious, they have unease, apprehension, and they're disquieted inside. Some people exhibit this by constant fretting and angst. You can even see it in their body language with their hands and their face and their body language. We can be so filled with fears that we can't even relax in the morning even. And people say, I feel disjointed and disoriented. Anxiety hangs over us like a dark cloud because we worry about things. Now, in its root essence, anxiety and worry is a lack of trust in God and thinking that it all depends on us. What about our lives? We get anxious about many things. Consider your life. We use phrases like this: my lifetime, my lifespan, my life cycle, my life expectancy. Life has three aspects to it. Your body is alive, your spirit is alive, faith, and you have eternal life. But in your being, during your years here on earth, the focus of our energies are often wasted on anxieties and stress rather than on useful pursuits. What concerns us in your waking, and what concerns each of us in our waking and sleeping hours, can consume us. Some people have migraine headaches. Some people become workaholics. Some people are lazy and do nothing. They just give up. But your Heavenly Father knows what you need. Jesus says, don't worry about your life. Seek God's kingdom first. Have great faith in Him, and He will take care of everything that you need. So in these marvelous words of Jesus, we just consider three aspects of this gospel lesson. What are your anxieties? Secondly, who is your Heavenly Father? Thirdly, how can you have a great faith? Firstly, what are your anxieties? Jesus speaks about food and clothing and things. Now, when Jesus speaks to the disciples and says, therefore I tell you, we must listen. There's anxiety right there. This street corner, because it's a main street corner, constant ambulances and police cars going by. Anxiety for someone is going on right now as we pray for them. Jesus says, don't be anxious, worried, stressed, or fret. One person told me that his mother was such a worrywart that when things were going well, she was worried because she was waiting for the other shoe to drop. She was worried because she wasn't worried. Now, how sad is that? Jesus says, don't be anxious about your life. You know, your life really isn't that complicated. You had to eat something this morning. You had a cup of coffee. You're going to go home and have lunch. You're going to rest. You're going to get ready for work tomorrow. It isn't really that complicated. The basics of life are actually pretty simple. Daily bread and food, your family, your friends, the work to be done, and your vocation and calling, and getting a good night's rest. That's life in its essence. People worry about what will we eat, food and drink, and daily bread. Now, we don't worry about that as much, but in subsistence cultures where you're growing your food and they have a drought like we're having right now, that's a big deal when there's no rain. You don't have anything to eat. What you will wear, for many people in many cultures, they have one thing to wear. We support a young girl over in Africa. She has two dresses. One day she dresses, wash one, and next day she wears the next one, goes back and forth. We all have so many clothes in our closet, we give them away to Salvation Army. But truly, when we fret about food and the daily wants of life, we need to hear the words of Jesus. Life is more than food, and your body is more than clothing. And he says, when you are anxious, do you add a single hour to your lifespan? And we know the answer to that. In fact, the more we worry, it knocks days off of our life because it's stressing our body. No matter how much you worry, you're not going to add a single hour to your life, Jesus is saying. And he says, if you are not able to do the small things, why are you anxious about the rest? If you're worrying about a piece of bread, what about the status of the entire world that you can do nothing about? Jesus says, O you of little faith. Wow, there is times to remind ourselves because of our old Adam, our unbelieving heart, which is an unbeliever. There are many times in our lives that we have very little faith. And someone might think, you're not even a Christian at all. You have so little faith. The old Adam, the unbeliever, seeks like the world. What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What are we going to wear? Without any thought for God at all. There's been times in your life, in all of our lives, because we struggle every day with the battle between the new man and the old Adam. We stop ourselves, we read our scripture lesson and say, where is my faith? I am acting like everything depends on me. Nothing depends on me. Everything depends on God. Jesus says, all the nations of the world seek after these things. So if we want to be like the rest of the world, forget God, forget the sacraments, forget coming to the divine service. Live like everybody on your street this morning who's still sleeping and might be getting up when you get back home from church. Just live like the rest of the world because that's all they seek. And by the way, that's all they get. You reap what you sow. If all you seek is food and clothing, that's all you're going to get. No eternal life, no forgiveness, food and clothing, that's it. And when you die, it's all gone. The world is filled with unbelief because the Satan, the world and our own sinful flesh is wicked and evil, filled with hatred and cruelty. None of us want to live that way. Jesus knows about our anxieties and worries. But secondly, and most importantly, we are supposed to be looking instead at our Heavenly Father, who takes care of the birds and the flowers, and takes care of you and me. This text about our Heavenly Father is beautiful, of course, for the summertime. The ravens, the birds, they don't sow or reap, have storehouses or barns. But God feeds them. You are more valued than birds. Maybe you get up in the morning, go in the backyard or the backfield, drink a cup of coffee, and listen to the birds gaily singing as the sun is coming up. Not a care in the world. The Heavenly Father is taking care of the birds and the sparrows and the cardinals and the mockingbirds and the doves that are in your backyard. He's taking care of them as they sing their songs to the Lord. Surely He will take care of you if He takes care of birds, Jesus says. Consider the lilies and the flowers, how they grow. They do not toil or spin. God clothes the flowers and arrays them beautifully. Even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. You go outside and smell the 4 o'clocks. You look at the roses. You look at the mums and and the peonies and all the flowers around, and you look how beautiful the colors, how smooth the petals, as the bees who are there buzzing around the flowers and enjoying them, and the fragrance surrounds us. He's clothing these little flowers all over our yards, even the wildflowers. So he says, aren't you of more value than flowers? Of course you are. He says, if God clothes the flowers and the grass, which is alive today, and then it dies, and in the ancient world, they would gather up the dead wheat and the grass and burn it in the oven to make use for it to cook their bread. If he takes care of the grass and the flowers, how much more will he not take care of you, O you of little faith? Your Father knows that you need them. The Heavenly Father made you. You were made inside your mother's womb. He knows you need water. He knows you need food. He knows you need clothes. And that's exactly what you have this morning as you sit in these pews. The Heavenly Father who has created you has clothed you in Jesus Christ in your baptism. That's your most important clothing, in water and word being given the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit and the words of Jesus, take and eat, this is my body, this is my blood. He gives you this daily food, his body and blood under the bread and wine, which is the medicine of immortality, which is food that lasts forever. Have no fear, he said, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So rejoice, despite your anxieties, your Heavenly Father has created you, redeemed you, and sanctified you, and has clothed you and fed you. Look to your Heavenly Father, not to this world. And thirdly, Jesus talks about how we can have faith. If the Lord Heavenly Father takes away our anxieties, he calls for us to have faith. Seek his kingdom first, Jesus says. These things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now, people try to find the kingdom of God, but they look in the wrong places. The kingdom is where the king is. Where Jesus the king is, there the kingdom is. You don't wander around the streets trying to find God's kingdom. God's kingdom is where God has located it. Wherever Jesus is, through the preaching and teaching of the word, there the kingdom is. Where water and word is touching us in baptism, there the kingdom is. When the word of absolution tells us our sins are forgiven, there the kingdom is. When you kneel to receive Christ's body and blood, there the kingdom is. The kingdom of God has come to you. We are in the church, the called ones. We are the little flock. Indeed, when you look around this world with the billions of people in this world, and surely there's hundreds and millions of Christians, still, comparatively, the church is a little flock. But it is his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. You know, faith is strong when it focuses on the object of our faith, God. People say something completely ridiculous when something happens to somebody and they say, just have faith. Well, what does that mean? Everybody has faith. Faith in this, faith in that. Faith is only productive when the object of its faith is God. We should be saying, have faith in the triune God. There, faith is centered. Abraham understood this, didn't he? It's a marvelous verse when he looks up at all the stars and he doesn't have a son yet, and he believes God that you're going to have as many descendants as the stars. He believed the Lord and it was counted to him as righteousness. That describes the whole proclamation of the gospel in the book of Romans and Galatians. That we believe God the Father, that our sins have been placed on Jesus Christ, he counts that as righteousness because the righteousness of Jesus is then credited to our account completely And we are accounted righteous when we have a faith like Abraham's. You will have treasure in heaven, he says, where no thief steals and no moth can destroy. That jacket that you went and opened up the closet and the moths had eaten it up. That piece of property that you had that somebody stole and trashed. None of that happens in heaven. Sell your possessions and give to the needy, meaning support the church, support the needy, take your money, your time, talent, and treasures to use it in support of the things that abide forever. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You know, Jesus understands us. He doesn't say where your heart is, that your treasure will be. He says where your treasure is, that your heart will be. Whatever you treasure, that's where your heart goes after. If all you want is money and you treasure that, that's where your heart's going to go. If all a person wants is fame and they treasure that, that's where their heart will go. If we treasure Christ, if we treasure his righteousness, then our heart will go towards that greatest treasure. Faith has always been called for from God's people. In the epistle lesson, it highlighted the faith of Abraham and Sarah, and Abel, and Enoch, and Noah, and Isaac, and Jacob. The object of their faith, the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. By faith we understand that the creation of the world and the universe was not by evolution, but by the Word of God, ex nihilo, created out of nothing, everything that we have. By faith we believe that. By faith only is it possible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Because faith in God, that God exists, that those who seek Him, He rewards, those who believe His promises have those promises. God gives us faith through the work of the Holy Spirit. And the faith that we have is not something we take credit for. It's a blessing of God. So in conclusion, the object of our faith is Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God is present in Him. He intersects with our lives through word and sacrament. We are accounted righteous by faith before God the Father. So don't worry about your life. Treasure in your heart the kingdom of God first. He will give you all the daily things that you need. Because after all, we have an eternal city. The foundations in heaven is our homeland. The designer and builder of that is God. That's the better country. A heavenly one prepared for us. God is not ashamed to be called our God. Because instead of being anxious, we will trust our Heavenly Father with a great faith. Christ Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord take away little faith and give us great faith in the promises of God. May the Lord grant this for us in Jesus. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Stand to sing the offertory, page 192. Sheet to fill out and pass it to the folks next to you. You may place that sheet in the basket in the narthex as you depart. We gather the offerings. You may be seated.
Prayer of the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, increase our faith in your wise ways and your gracious will. Preserve us from reliance on our own plans and natural powers, that we would ever trust in you and be counted righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, you've raised up children from Abraham from all the nations through faith in your word and promise. Bless your church on earth by the seed of Father Abraham, through our Lord Jesus Christ, that your people may be defended against the assaults and temptations of the adversary. By your Holy Spirit, grant us life to live unto righteousness in Christ. You promise abundant blessing as we believe by faith. Bless the hearts of all of us in our Christian family. Prize the gift of our children and our families, our daily vocations and callings. To that end, this week, bless Mary Cheatwood, Lindy Shem, Pastor Aaron Upaw, Camden Buckmaster, David McDonald, Pastor Marcus Zill, Marcia Gillis, Sue Favors, Amber Ward, and Eliana Hartman, Hayes Hartman, Hannah Collins, and Charlene German as they celebrate their baptism and birthday, and bless Todd and Casey Kennard, Derek and Claire Hartman, Chandel and Michael Nash, Brian and Sandra Lundmark, Mike and Carol Wente, as they celebrate their wedding anniversaries. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God Almighty, teach the rulers of the nations how small and fleeting their reigns are. Shepherd those who serve in the government by the preaching of your church in the ways of peace. Fix their eyes on the better country that is coming, that they would rule in loving service to those who are in charge. Bless all those who serve in our government and kingdom. Be with those people in the country of Ukraine as we pray that you bring this war to an end. And be with those who serve in the military, Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, Emily Shelton, and Alex Laffin, Ricardo Batanga, Danny Green, Courtney Tate, and Eli Wiley. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, we ask that you would provide rain for the dry earth in the midst of this drought. We cast our anxieties upon you, Lord, and bring rain in the midst of these dry conditions for our daily bread. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless your people in their tribulations with your peace and healing and strength. Be with those in need of healing and strength as you guide the doctors and nurses in their care. Sue Eby, Lindsay Shem, Leonard Kanipa, and Julie Rose. Jean Faulkner, Melody Lecklingberg, Candy Darmody, and Joe Waller, Claire Jones, and Raymond Sendelbach. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Grant, Lord Jesus Christ, that you bless the work of Trinity Lutheran Church. May your Holy Spirit, who reclined at your table this day, proclaim Christ as the light for all the nations as we prepare for the coming of the Son of Man. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church and all of its ministries, and Pastor Matthew Wood and his wife Kaylee as they serve in Indonesia. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort the family of Kent and Scott Christner, who are now with you in heaven. The good comfort that we have in Christ, the resurrection and the life. Comfort all the family, the eternal life they have received. We will join them one day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commit all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Service Sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
Truly good, right, and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Jesus.
body of Christ, the 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 body of Christ,
all of your sins,
the body of Christ,
the blood of Christ, the body of Christ, shed for you,
the body of Christ,
the blood of Christ, shed for you, forgiveness for all of your sins. Christ shed for you the forgiveness of all of your sins.
Blood of Christ.
Christ shed for you. Blood of Christ.
The blood of Christ
for you. The forgiveness of all of your sins.
The true binding blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith in body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. The blood of Christ. True body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith of body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.